You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Lisa Hale with this local news update. Gas prices continue to fall throughout Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has more.
Gas prices fell 6.4 cents over the last week. The average across the state is $2.86 per gallon. This is 15.7 cents lower than a month ago and more than 53 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. This slight dip in prices last week breaks a two-week streak of increasing. Officials at Gas Buddy say that as we approach the peak of the hurricane season, forecasts are showing favorable conditions for tropical development. They'll be watching closely for any potential impact on supply and prices as we get closer to Labor Day.
In Green Bay, gas prices are down 7 cents to an average of $2.81 a gallon. In Appleton, the average is down 5 cents to $2.77 a gallon. And in Oshkosh, prices are hovering around $2.84. A Waupaca County jury found Tony Hayes not guilty of first-degree intentional homicide in the 1992 murders of Tana Togstad and Timothy Munbrew, despite DNA evidence and a confession linking him to the case. The verdict was returned Monday morning after days of deliberation beginning last Wednesday. The defense argued Hayes' uncle, who died in 1995, should have been a stronger focus for the investigation. 42-year-old Jumaa Lipscomb pleads no contest Monday and is convicted of a reduced charge of first-degree reckless homicide in the kicking and stomping death of a fellow inmate. He was originally charged with first-degree intentional homicide for killing another inmate at the Wisconsin Resource Center, the state mental health facility in Oshkosh, in May of 2024. Sentencing will be on September 8th. While storms and heavy rains cancel events like the Wisconsin State Fair over the weekend, one music festival in the Fox Valley took a pause, then said the show must go on.
No one ever wants weather delays. No one ever wants weather at all during an outdoor event. And I am so proud of how our team reacted. We had very, very little notice before a severe thunderstorm popped up in our area. We did what we had to do. We evacuated the grounds. We got everyone to safety.
That's Mindy Klein, the marketing director for Crossroads 41 in Oshkosh. Klein said that once the National Weather Service gave them the okay that the storms and lightning on Saturday had left the area, it took crews only 35 minutes to secure everything, check for safety, and get the show on the road, so to speak. This was the second year for the music festival. This year saw almost 50% more attendees than last year, with 41,500 people attending the three-day festival.
We think the Oshkosh and Fox Valley communities are catching on to who we are, what we're about, having just a safe, organized event that really is kind of a premier and modern experience for festival goers.
Crossroads 41 Music Festival returns to Oshkosh August 6th through the 8th, 2026. You may not think of giving blood when you think about football season, but the Green Bay Packers Give Back Community Blood Drive is scheduled for Wednesday, August 27th from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. at Lambeau Field's Johnsonville Tailgate Village. Rebecca Rockhill, executive director of the Northeast Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross, said they need donors of all blood types, especially platelet donors and those with type O blood. Visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment. Walk-ins are also welcome. Animal rescue organization is overwhelmed after saving close to 50 cats left behind by their owner. Now, as the situation is being investigated, other Wisconsin shelters are stepping in to help. And Terry Barr tells us there's hope that you can help too.
Shelter from the Storm, first on scene to start helping the many sick and malnourished cats. Peyton Pritzel is the COO of the Madison Area Rescue Team and called other agencies in the state for support. So what surprised her? The renter of this house just left all of these animals behind.
Way more than 40 cats were almost double what she initially anticipated were on the property. Started trapping as many as we could and just kind of grabbing them as they would come up to us and throwing them in carriers. I mean, they were relatively friendly. They were somebody's pets.
Luckily, Pritzel says many could be ready for adoption soon. Here's how you can help. Shelter from the Storm is the lead agency on this rescue, and along with others, is taking part in a Clear the Shelter campaign this month, meaning a big cut to adoption fees.
Find more information and different ways that you can help at sftsrescue.org. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers quarterback injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers' new starting quarterback had to exit yesterday's training camp practice. Billy Edwards met later with reporters.
Yeah, I just clinked knees a little bit. So obviously as a 23-year-old, I guess maybe a little bit hit on the knee hurts a little more than when I was 18 in college. So just a little bruise. But, I mean, I felt a lot good. Was running there at the end of practice. So it was good competitive period. So it happens, but I feel fine. So
NFL, the Packers holding practice sessions open to the public today before packing their bags for Indianapolis and a joint practice Thursday with the Colts. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Pirates 7-1 thanks to 36-year-old left-hander Jose Quintana, who allowed just one run in six innings pitched.
Quintana's going to go out and pitch like he did tonight, giving us six innings in a big event, knowing that the bullpen was stretched this weekend, and Quintana was great. Anderson was great. Shelby Miller, oof, that was really good.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It was a horror thriller that led the way at the box office this past weekend. Director Zach Cregger's Weapons pulled in $42.5 million at the domestic box office to lead the way. The film, starring Josh Brolin, received rave reviews. In second place was Freakier Friday, which performed well with $29 million. It was also a great movie weekend at the Schwabba House, resulting in a couple of Pete's picks. Here's one for now. 40 Acres is a great action sci-fi film that you can rent to stream. Recently on Nightlight, Madison film critic Rob Thomas talked about how much he liked the film and gave it a glowing review, which reflected many other reviews, resulting in a 90% favorable critics rating on Rotten Tomatoes and a 95% audience score. The film tells the story of a family living on a farm following plagues and wars where food and crops are precious, forcing a family to fight off cannibals to survive. Grim but uplifting and tons of well-done action. The new version of War of the Worlds is yet another take on the H.G. Wells novel, which has been turned into a film three times now, at least at the studio level. The original film in 1953 currently rates an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes. The Steven Spielberg Tom Cruise remake in 2005 received a 76% fresh rating, and while not perfect, it was an exciting film. The new version starring Ice Cube is getting only a 3% favorable rating, which could mean the one critic who liked it hit the wrong button, forgot to carry a one, misspelled a word, etc. One critic called it a cinematic atrocity for the ages. Another says H.G. Wells is probably turning in his grave, and finally, it's irredeemably bad, even for a pandemic movie. If you want to check it out, you can catch it on Amazon Prime. But just to reiterate, 3%, that's better than a movie you've never made. A performance in one movie should not theoretically affect critical praise for a performance in another film. But show business is an imperfect science. In last week's Hollywood Beats, I mentioned Eddie Murphy's recent interview with Complex, where he discussed some of his all-time clunker films, which included The Adventures of Pluto Nash and Holy Man, but not the film Norbit, which according to Murphy is not a turkey. Norbit was panned by critics, but Murphy has a soft spot in his heart for it because he wrote it with his brother Charlie. During the interview, it was also revealed Murphy believes that Norbit might have cost him an Oscar for his performance in the film Dreamgirls. Murphy was nominated for Best Supporting Actor right before Norbit hit the big screens. He thinks, as critics do, that might have cost him an Oscar, even though the actor-comedian says it should not have. Making matters worse, Norbit took home multiple Razzies, which are the anti-Oscars. I guess trophies are trophies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon and then gradual clearing by later this afternoon into this evening. Our high today in the low to mid 80s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.